This is Vatican News. The week of prayer for Christian unity is currently underway from the 18th to the 25th of January. Throughout the week, Christians from many different traditions and confessions around the world gather to pray for the unity of all baptized. This year's materials have been prepared by the Middle East Council of Churches. The selection of scripture and liturgical texts is inspired by the visit of the Magi to the newborn king, as described in the Gospel of Matthew. Archbishop Bernard Longley is co-chair of ARCIC, the Anglican Roman Catholic International Commission. He spoke to me, Lydia O'Kane, about the work being done to promote Christian unity in his own diocese of Birmingham in England, the ecumenical dimension of the synodal process, and the road ahead towards full unity.
I think as we keep the octave of prayer for Christian unity, first of all, from the perspective of Birmingham in the Midlands of England, we have been developing through Birmingham Churches Together links with the Orthodox churches, both Byzantine and the Oriental Orthodox churches. And I think that has raised our awareness together as churches of the history, the contribution, and the really important significance of the continuing lives of the churches in the East, in the Holy Land, and indeed in neighbouring countries. The story of Christianity, which they have kept alive and which is very much alive in the lives of their families, and yet we're very aware of some of the immense challenges which they have been facing, and of course the migration of Christians from those countries is again a particular challenge, I think, to the churches within those countries.
How important is encounter and engagement, that there is this common path with regard to Christian unity?
I must say, I do like the theme that has been chosen for the Octave of Prayer for Christian Unity this year, with the sense that we are together on a journey following the star towards Christ, and with that well-known motto that the closer we come to Christ himself, then the closer we draw to one another, and the more clearly we see one another and Christ's presence within not only each other as individuals, but also within the reality of the churches that we represent. So I think being together and understanding the foundation for good ecumenical relations is the friendships which reflecting, praying and witnessing together enables us to develop and deepen. And I think as you know, the Catholic Church has been part of this ecumenical journey now, particularly since, but it happened before, the time of the Second Vatican Council. And in fact, I think it is still for us, for all of us together, the early days of this long journey, which we remember still has the goal of full visible unity ahead of us, and never to lose sight of that goal. And that's, in a sense, that remains part of the light of the star that we're following, that we want to be completely united with one another in the body of Christ.
The Church is on a synodal pathway at the moment. And when you think about ecumenism, when you think about synodality, it's all about kind of walking together, isn't it?
The synodal pathway, I think, it's awakened a wide degree of interest within the other churches and ecclesial communities that we engage with in dialogue and in witness. I think there's a real interest to see what the fruits of the synodal pathway is going to be within the Catholic Church, and also an openness to learn from our experience of synodality, just as we've been reflecting, looking at synodality within other churches and the experience of other churches. Here in England and Wales, in a couple of 2 or 3 weeks' time, we have the next in a regular series of meetings of the bishops of the Catholic Church and of the Church of England, and indeed the Church in Wales. And certainly one of the major themes of that reflection is going to be the experience of synodality. And in fact, those meetings themselves are, I think, can be described as an experience of synodality, walking together on the way, as we have been able to come together, usually every 2 years, for an overnight meeting for a couple of days. And those have been increasingly fruitful. But of course, the pattern has been interrupted in the last couple of years because of the restrictions of the coronavirus pandemic.
Just with regard to Christian unity, how far have we come? And is it close now to where we need to be?
I don't think we can ever underestimate the journey that we have undertaken and the distance that we have indeed travelled. Remembering this, as we do when we come together to pray, that Christian unity is, first of all, is the work of the Holy Spirit within us as individual Christians, but also within the ecclesial reality, the reality of the life of our churches. We've travelled an immense journey, and I think reflecting on the last 60 years, the ecumenical journey of the Catholic Church, so that today the things which would have been just a vision for the future 60 years ago have now become a regular part of our church's life and expectations. The way in which we reflect with one another, consult each other, inform each other, and also try to witness together. But I think within the ecumenical journey too, there is still, we have a long way to travel together. And of course, the further we travel, the more we know about ourselves and one another, then the more open we are about some of the challenges that we face, and indeed some of the fresh obstacles which have been placed along in our way on the path towards full unity together. But I think it's not to underestimate. We do have to keep in mind the historical reality is that we have covered a great distance indeed, and not just in terms of time and experience, but also theologically as we've developed our understanding of what it is to be one in Christ.
How important is a week like this?
I think the annual week of prayer is really important because it's something which has become deeply embedded within the consciousness and the calendar of all our churches. And the focus on prayer, which was right at the origin of the beginning of this week, is something we have to recapture year by year, and indeed whenever we come together. We submit what we're doing to the judgment of Christ. We ask the Lord through the Holy Spirit to guide and bring us together. So I'm very grateful that these regular occasions do offer opportunities and also stimulate initiatives and provide opportunities for us to gather together to pray, just as during the Friday in the octave, we have a 24 hours of prayer. We call it Pray for Brum, 24 hours of prayer for the city, and that engages all the churches of the city, meeting in a chosen place and taking an hour each to pray for the needs of the city and the need of the world and for the unity of the churches.